Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And ageofthecustomer.com. That's for my new book, The Age of the Customer. Ivan Meisner is our guest and our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. He's the founder and the chairman of BNI, Business Network International. BNI.com is an organization that I encourage you to check out. If there's one in your area, and if there's not, and when you find out there's not, then you need to contact him and start one. I promise you, you'll be glad you did. Tell us how many chapters, how many members now... That's just grown so exponentially since you've been on my show for the last 6 years.
That's right. It has, too. 6,900 groups, 58
Whoa,
countries.
Slow down. You're saying that too fast. Let's let that roll off the tongue.
6,900 chapters of BNI.
Wow. 6,900. What were there, 500? Back when you first started, with about like 500 chapters or something like that?
I mean, it would be about 750, I think.
That's what it was. Okay.
Yeah, roughly.
And then how many members?
We now have 172,000
Holy
members.
Mackerel.
It's about the same size as Fort Lauderdale.
No kidding. With not nearly as many. No, I wasn't going to go there. Anyway, congratulations. What a great story. That's around the world. It truly is an international organization, folks.
Oh, yeah. You know what's exciting? It's for the first time last month, we became 51% international.
Wow.
Only 49% of our business is
truly international. I'm not the least bit surprised, folks. All around, and they're even, you know, that comet they just landed on. They're setting up a chapter up there too, I think, on that comet.
We would if we could.
So okay, where you want to go now? What's on your mind?
Well, listen, I want to talk a little bit about what we were just talking about, and I want to make it clear that you don't have to put $25,000 into a community foundation.
Nor does it cost $25,000 to start it. In fact, you said it costs zero.
Yeah, it actually costs zero to set up.
You don't have to get a lawyer or anything like that.
No. They do it all for you. That's why I love community foundations for small companies.
Right.
Because it's zero to set up. You just have to put a certain amount of money. It's like opening a checking account.
Right. We were talking about, folks, he was talking about the community foundations that allow you to become a fund adjunct of that foundation to give to charitable, so you can contribute to charitable organizations out of your fund. What he's saying is when you find the community foundation, his is in California, it could be anywhere in your state or some other place, when you find that, you'd make this deposit, and there's no cost to set it up.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it. And so small business can create their own sort of quasi-foundation, full 501c3. So I say that because, I just recently talked about in Entrepreneur on my blog what's known as the B team. And when I was on Necker Island last year, I had an opportunity to spend some time with Richard Branson and did a little interview with him. And he talked about this concept he calls the Plan B initiative, and or the B team for short. And the whole idea with the B team is that government isn't doing the job. Whether you love government, don't love government, it's not doing the job in some areas. There are
too many people are falling through the cracks, through the net, aren't they?
They are. And Branson's idea is that the B stands for business. It's the business team. That the business team can, in fact, focus on problems in society where government has fallen through. And they can do that with the concept. His concept is you've got to focus on people, planet, and then profit. People, planet, and then profit. Now, let me tell you, Virgin is very profitable, but they focus on people and planet. So in my organization, in BNI, we really focus on children. Our focus with people, planet, and profit is children, and education. And we've created an initiative that is open to the public. It's not just a BNI program, but it's called Business Voices. Business Voices. And it's really part of the B-Team concept that we as businesses want to have a voice in what's going on in society. And it was started, Jim, really, the Business Voices campaign was started by my wife, who was watching the funeral for the young man in Ferguson, mm-hmm. who was shot. And again, you know, not to take a political position on it, there's a lot of different sides on an issue like that, but here's the thing that grabbed her. One of the speakers said at the funeral, "We have enough money to buy military equipment at schools, but we don't have enough money to pay for books."
Yeah.
And that was just eye-opening to her because that school district had just gotten a military vehicle and M16s in mm-hmm. some schools. They give M16s to the security in some schools. So we have
Or we don't have enough money. We haven't had money for all that equipment, but we don't have enough money to go in and help the families rise above their whatever's going on with them that's holding them back right now. We don't have enough money to invest in the community.
That's right. And so with Business Voices, what we want to do with that is say, hey, look, you know, business has a voice. We can make a difference. And yeah. we can do things that will help our communities. And some of that doesn't even have to be money. We partnered up because Business Voices, we really wanted to be very inclusive and we want other organizations to participate. We partnered up with an organization called Stand Up America. Mm-hmm. And the founder is Derek Bowles. And Derek took Elizabeth, my wife, and I to an inner city school in New Orleans. I mean, it was the toughest school.
Ivan, hold on to that thought. I'm going to let you tell that story when we come back after these messages. I want to hear that, folks. Folks, this is Chapter 7 in my new book. It's all about values, which I believe is going to be a bigger... I predicted in my book that values is going to be a bigger part of your business model going forward. Stay with us. We'll be right.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.